the pros and cons of renewable energy. This is the Environment Report. I'm Jennifer Guerra, filling in for Rebecca Williams. There's been a lot of talk in West Michigan lately about how wind power could boost the region's economy. As Lindsay Smith reports, that area could be home to several potential wind projects.
About 60 people gather at an auditorium in Saugatuck, a tourist town on the Lake Michigan shore. Farmers, business owners, and residents want to learn more about the wind farms that could begin to pop up in the region, both on and offshore. These are large-scale wind farms with industrial turbines that would tower 300 to 400 feet tall. Mike O'Brien has worked for companies looking to build offshore in the Great Lakes. For years, he's been trying to convince governments, businesses, and residents that Michigan's manufacturing base is perfect for the wind power industry.
We ought to own this. We ought to own it in the Great Lakes because we can ship this stuff by water much more effectively than we can by trucks and rails. So we ought to own that. We ought to put people back to work. It's not the only reason we should do wind, but it's a hell of an important one.
But there are still a lot of people like Michael Johnson who don't feel that way. Johnson lives and owns businesses in Saugatuck.
I don't think anyone would argue with you we need this renewable energy. But the only problem is I don't want it in my backyard.
Ann Earhart is with the West Michigan Environmental Action Council. She admits getting people to think regionally about energy has been a struggle.
There's those governmental borders and entities not wanting to work together, or, you know, this is my pond and that's your pond and stay, you know, keep your fish over there.
Earhart says people and governments have to be more open to work together to bring wind farms to the region. Otherwise, she warns, the jobs and economic investments won't come. Right now, the city of Holland is testing wind conditions at a potential site in Allegan County. Muskegon County has already tested land it owns and is now taking proposals for a wind farm there. As for any offshore wind farms, those are likely a long way off because Michigan lawmakers still have to approve regulations for them. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
For nearly 2 years, entrepreneur John Hance has been working to turn a blighted swath of Detroit into what he calls the world's largest urban farm. But as Sarah Swick reports, the project's been slow to get off the ground, which shows Detroit's mixed feelings about the project and the whole idea of city farming.
City officials have just approved a deal to let Hance Farms buy 20 city lots, about 5 acres, adjacent to their headquarters. The company plans to clean up the land and create some small orchards. There are some pretty big catches, though. For starters, they can't sell anything they grow there. Also, large-scale farming would require rezoning for agriculture. That brings the Michigan Right to Farm Act into play. That law is meant to protect farmers from people who complain about the sounds and smells of regular farming. But some people worry it would give Hance Farms neighbors little recourse if there are problems. Then there's Mayor Dave Bing's effort to create a master land use plan for Detroit. Until that's finalized, the city is being tight-fisted about its vacant land. And then there's fairly widespread skepticism about the idea of large-scale urban farming. City Councilman Kwame Kenyatta is one of the skeptics.
I understand that we got a lot of land, and some of that land can be used as green space, that's true. But the whole idea to just turn vacant Detroit into a urban farm is not one that I've necessarily have bought into.
Hance Farms hails the land acquisition as a milestone. They also say it's just the beginning. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Swick.
And I'm Jennifer Guerra. Rebecca Williams will be back next week.